This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. Many drivers are struggling with higher gas prices, including here in Arizona. Politicians are trying to find ways to bring prices down, including the suspension of fuels taxes and waiving federal rules on the types of gasoline. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that his administration will suspend the ban on higher levels of ethanol and gasoline in the summer. The fuel, otherwise known as E15 gas, is typically 10 cents cheaper than regular gas.
But with this waiver, on June 1, you're not going to show up at your local gas station and see a bag over the pump that has the cheapest gas. You're going to be able to keep filling up with E15, and it's going to solve a whole problem.
Higher ethanol gas can add to pollution because it evaporates faster and reacts with sunlight. The waiver may not impact Arizona, according to AAA. There are almost no gas stations in the state that sell E15 gas. The U.S. Department of the Interior is considering emergency cutbacks to water supplies for Arizona, California, and Nevada. The measure is designed to keep water levels in Lake Powell from dropping. Further drops at the nation's second-largest reservoir would mean a stop to hydropower generation at the Glen Canyon Dam. Katherine Sorensen is a water policy researcher at Arizona State University.
I think that it will push us further in the direction of finding the real solutions on the river. I mean, this is going to cause real hardship and real difficulties for different stakeholders and water users within the basin, and that will force us to come together.
The cuts would reduce water supplies by about 7%, or enough to supply about 500,000 homes annually. Reductions would be felt most sharply in central Arizona. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is visiting northeastern Arizona this week as part of the Biden administration's plan to bolster the president's standing in rural America. Granholm plans to highlight the benefits of the infrastructure bill that Biden signed last year. Granholm visited Holbrook and the Hopi Reservation on Wednesday and visits Kayenta and the Navajo Nation today. She plans to hold roundtable discussions on energy opportunities in rural areas and the clean energy transition. She also plans to meet with leadership from both tribes and tour a solar farm in Kayenta. Republican lawmakers in Arizona are proposing changes to the teacher certification process that would allow more people to teach kindergarten through fifth grade. A formal House vote is still yet to take place, but the regulation has already passed the Senate and met some backlash during a House debate Monday. Democrats say the bill would allow unqualified people to become teachers. This measure builds on a 2017 law that has allowed people in the private sector to teach grades 6 through 12 with the subject matter certificate. The Biden administration will extend the nationwide mask requirement for public transit through May 3rd as it monitors an uptick in COVID-19 cases. The order was set to expire April 18th, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will extend the order by 2 weeks. This provides time to monitor for any increase in severe virus numbers as cases rise in parts of the country. The administration had hoped to roll out a more flexible masking strategy this week that would have replaced the nationwide requirement. Arizona has never had a statewide mask mandate, and many businesses have relaxed their mask requirements, while nearly 70% of Arizonans have received one vaccine dose. In her opening speech to the WNBA draft, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said the league is working very hard to help bring Phoenix Mercury player Brittany Griner back to the U.S. Griner is one of the league's biggest stars. She's been detained in Russia since arriving at a Moscow airport in mid-February. Russian authorities said a search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges that allegedly contained oil derived from cannabis. This could carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. We had help today from Ashley Hudgeleski, and thanks to Mason Miller for producing the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.